Good morning, 810 here on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News, and Sheriff Bob Johnson is the Santa Rosa County Sheriff. He joins us typically Mondays at this time, unless he's busy cleaning up his home, which was heavily damaged, which is the way it was last week. Sheriff Johnson, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, so how's cleanup going at your house?
It's going slowly but surely. So it's just a lot of damaged stuff. The house itself is still livable, but, you know, we were redoing the upper two floors, and so all our good stuff was in the storage downstairs, and, of course, it got wiped out. So now we have very little furniture and very little, I guess, mementos, because all our pictures and things like that were downstairs as well.
Oh,
and that's
man.
What happens when you go to bed thinking it's a Cat 1 going to hit Mississippi-Alabama border, and you wake up, and it's a 2 right on you.
And it's, wait, so your home's on stilts and all your stuff was downstairs? And
yes. Yep.
Oh, my God.
But, hey, we still have a bed to sleep in and we have electricity, so we're doing good.
Wow. And you didn't move into that long ago, did you?
About 2 months ago.
Oh, my God. Oh, I'm so wow.
Yeah.
All right,
just
well.
Just my luck.
Yeah. My goodness. So, as far as news and crime and things like that, one of the bigger stories recently was this: Shane Davis allegedly involved in some threats against UWF, right?
Right, and the FBI was the one that basically alerted us, and then we helped them with the investigation and arrested him for making the threats. And just to let you know how the judges seriously they take it, he's in our jail on $1 million bond.
Wow. Now, this was like in-game chats, and he said, I mean, I read some of the booking report or some of the arrest report, and I mean, this is, I mean, understandably concerning when you're playing a video game and people are saying stuff
sure.
like this.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, you can say, well, I was joking all you want, but that doesn't matter anymore. Nowadays, you can't joke about stuff like that.
Wow. Okay. So, like you say, $1 million bond means the judge is certainly taking it seriously. Anything else in terms of
yep.
Events or crimes that have taken place in the last couple of days since we spoke last?
Yeah, we had a road rage incident, and a guy, I guess, got ticked off at another driver, started shooting at him, and we ended up getting in a little pursuit, catching him on I-10 and arrested him. He's a convicted felon in possession of a firearm, so we arrested him on a few charges, and he's still in our jail.
What? What?
Yeah.
Just a road rage shooting incident that you guys, I mean, how did you get the call? Like, how did this all start? Because I know when things are happening in real time, it's sometimes, you know, it's hard to get good information, right? So did the victim call you or what happened?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, actually, it was multiple calls because it happened right there at the intersection of 87 and 90, right there at the entrance to our office. So
Wait a minute. This was at the near the entrance to the sheriff's office is where this took place?
Yep.
Oh, no.
You can't make it up, I'm telling you. Oh,
my goodness. You know? Go ahead.
This guy obviously ain't going to be a first-round draft pick for NASA. So he starts shooting at the guy, the other driver, and, you know, 911 calls just start pouring in with good descriptions of the vehicle and direction of travel and everything. And we flooded the area with deputies, and we caught him right there on I-10. So, it ended up good. He ended up in our jail right where he should be, and, you know, hopefully he'll go back to prison and won't get out for a while.
So this is not, as you say, he's a former felon, so this is not a first flight for him.
No. And he's, you know, being a convicted felon in possession of a firearm's bad enough. That'll send you to prison. But shooting at people with it, yeah, that's he's going to go away for probably, I want to say probably 15, 20 years.
And nobody wound up getting hurt in this, right?
Nope. Luckily, he didn't hit anybody. So,
was this this was Friday, Saturday? When did this take place?
I think it was Friday.
Okay. All right. Wow. Okay. You know, you mentioned something that I think might have slipped by a lot of people who were listening, but I picked up on it because I was in the Citizens Police Academy in PPD, and I remember they did a simulated, like, guys come into the room and rob the bank kind of thing, and you're supposed to be a witness. And what I remember thinking at that point was how terrible, as a news person, I was at picking up on the relevant information that the police would need to identify somebody. Can you maybe talk a little bit about how useful and how important that is in any situation?
Well, yeah, it's very important. The better description we get and, you know, the direction of travel and all the these different things add up. And we know, you know, we flood the area with deputies usually, especially on a gun, what we call a gun run. So just saying, hey, it was a white car and he went south on 87, that doesn't help us at all. I mean, because how many white cars are out there? But when you say, hey, it's a white Ford F-150 and it's got a, you know, a black tailgate on it with a white male driver, I mean, then now we're talking. And, you know, at that shooting incident, that basically is what happened. They gave a detailed description of the vehicle. Multiple people did. And like I said, that led to his arrest.
Well, that's, I mean, and I know just from a law enforcement perspective, that's got to be frustrating when it's not good information, very, very nice when it is good detailed information. And that was the reason I wanted you to comment on it, because paying attention to those details is something you kind of forget to do in the moment because you just, like, it's a crisis and it's stress and it's scary.
Yeah.
But that is the most helpful thing you can do, is the more you can remind yourself, hey, pay attention to the details, the color, the tattoos, the appearance, the hair, the clothes, all, you know, anything like that is super helpful. Sheriff Johnson, he's the sheriff from Santa Rosa County. And, Sheriff, man, I appreciate you being on with us today, even though I know you're continuing to deal with your home stuff. But thanks so much for the time. We appreciate what you guys do.
Yes, sir. Take care, and we'll talk to you next week.